Hey, this is Geria, and you're listening to CJ Law.
CJ Lowe, 1690 AM. There is a band for you from right here in Montreal who I hear a tale. I hear a, from a source. I don't know how reliable the source is, but I hear a tale that they have not played any shows before, Screaming Steel, the band that I just played. But they have an EP, which is sort of the opposite of the way I've been experiencing things lately, where bands are just playing shows, and then I'm like, oh, well, what do you have for me to play? And they're like, oh, go to our full set on YouTube. Like, I can't play. Look, I really like what you did, but I'm not going to play 40 minutes of your music. I apologize. So I'm glad that there is an EP here that I can play. That's a track called Hung from the Chandelier off of Death Before Dishonor. Not to be confused with the band Death Before Dishonor, which I believe only has an O in it, not an OU. So that's the easiest way for you to make the distinguishment. There, I don't know why I broke that word up like that. Well, because my brain is broken. That's why. Before that, you heard some utility provider with You Know She's Metal off of an album Challenger, which they put out. Now, I know that you probably heard all the reasons listed as to why she is metal, but I was very busy in here not paying attention. So I don't actually know what the reasons are that she is metal. But if you want to add more reasons on, why don't you go on and send this show an email at greatexplosives@gmail.com. And you can be like, hey, I know why she's metal. And please be appropriate about it. I don't really feel like hearing some of your worst reasons. Give a good reason, a fun reason, a funny reason, perhaps. You can do that. I'll read it on air. Why not? Why not? Why wouldn't I? Why are you getting so combative right now? Why are you yelling? It's just, you need to just calm down, all right? You are way too angry right now, all right? Jeez. You try and talk to people, you know, and they just refuse to listen to what you have to say to them. So what more can you tell us about Screaming Steel here? Because you're my very reliable source.
They're three young guys who I saw outside of a metal show. I can't even remember what the show was. I was at Metropolis. And I said, yeah, give me that, because I needed Canadian content, because I knew I was going to do a show. And I said, well, you know, why not? Let's play these guys. And that's it. And then, yeah, he told me, I think the guy's name was Matt, and he said, no, we haven't done a show yet. I think they're all 18 or 19 years old. And I said, okay, well, let's play your music and let's try and get you a show. And so we played the music.
Step one, complete.
Step one, yeah.
Now got to get to step
yeah,
two.
Yeah, we'll get there.
So there you go, everyone. We'll look for a Screaming Steel show to be happening soon. Because it's all about moving forward here. Let's do one more track here before the end of this first hour, before we get into hour two of the show, where you'll get to hear an interview with Garia, who I've been saying, I think, slightly differently each time. I'm pretty sure. I feel like I'm saying it the same, which probably means that I'm saying it differently every single time I'm saying it. But what do I want to play? I got to get some more CanCon. That's what I got to do. I have to find some more CanCon over in here and see what I want to do. Oh, you know what? You know what I should do? I should play you some new Sandvice. That's what I should do. I'll get you some of that up here so that you can enjoy some Sandvice, because I believe they're going to be playing here soonish, I think. I feel like that's true. I don't know why I feel like that's true. Let me play you a track off of this record. It's called Standing in the Fire, by the way. You know that. I've played it many times. Let's play Fade, parentheses, Into the Night, because that's what you fade into, I guess.
That's all you ever fade into.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't fade into the morning.
That's true.
Unless you're at a rave. Do they rave still?
I guess so.
Do the kids still rave?
Do the kids? What do the kids do anymore? They rave, right? Sure, yeah. Sure. Let's assume they do.
We're assuming.
Yeah, people seem to still like to dance. You know, it's probably more of a dance while you're dying type of situation we're doing here in 2024. But, you know, they still like to dance.
Might as well if we're dying.
Might as well. Oh. Did I bring everyone down again? Perfect. Love it. That's where we should be here. So here's some Sandvice, Fade Into the Night off of Standing in the Fire, and then we will get into an interview with Garia in the Garia. That's right. In the second hour of the show. Keep it locked. Grade A Explosives, CJO 1690 AM.
Try.